Hello and welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. This is episode number 93. I can't believe it. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the topics I started talking about in my last episode. So this episode is about, how many times can you say episode in like three sentences? Obviously, more than three times. But that's not my point. My point is actually that in my last episode, I talked about... there it was again. Last time, I talked about self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth, and how to build those things up. Or that was basically the question I came up with. So in this episode, I want to quickly touch on how to do that. I'm going to present you three different ways to tackle those three topics, or three components of yourself. And before we jump into how to build up those things, I just want to repeat that it's so important to be aware of certain things that are going on inside of you. So yeah, just being open and receptive and really honest to yourself when it comes to those aspects in your life, and to observe your thoughts and feelings, and then you can actually find out how you feel about yourself and about different components that are in your life. And that's so important. So I do think that being honest to ourselves and observing what's going on is so vital, and actually something that has the potential to change a lot of things in our lives, because everything starts with awareness. So yeah, I would suggest that we move on to how to build up some self-love. I think the one thing we all need more of in our lives is love. And it's so important to start with ourselves and to be compassionate towards ourselves. Because if we can't have those feelings towards ourselves, how are we ever going to develop them for somebody else? And my suggestion to build up compassion and love for the person we are actually affirmations. There are a lot of affirmations out there, but I do think that you reach a lot through repeating really kind phrases and words to yourself. And one example for a great source of affirmations is actually Louise Hay. She wrote a lot of books, and at least one of them is about affirmations and how to use them to make your life better in different aspects, and also when it comes to self-love. So I do suggest that you look up affirmations that speak to you, or come up with your own affirmations and repeat them to yourself all the time, because after a while you'll believe them if you don't already, and that's going to change the way you look at yourself. The second thing that we talked about last time was self-confidence. And I think that self-confidence comes down to self-trust. So you actually believe in somebody else when you trust them. So you have to learn to trust yourself. And how do you do that? By actually keeping your own promises. So by doing the things that are on your list. I do think that setting goals is so important in general. But when it comes to self-confidence, that's even more important. That's the start of it. You start being more confident when you set goals and you reach them. Or you set goals, you make a plan, you go step by step, and you actually perform those steps. And every single time you do what you told yourself you would do, you actually build your self-confidence. You become better, and you become stronger, and you become more of the person that you actually want to be. So it all comes down to trusting yourself, and you build that trust by doing what you have promised yourself to do. Now, the third thing that we talked about is self-worth. And I suggest that we build up self-worth by making a list of all of the things that we're good at. We're all good at something, and making a list and listing out all the things that we're good at and all of our achievements is actually a wonderful task that even helps to heighten all those different aspects that we want to increase. For example, you can keep a journal of your successes, a success journal, and that really raises your self-esteem and your self-worth. But I also think what's even more important is actually setting boundaries and having standards for how we want to be treated and asserting ourselves. By being assertive and standing up for ourselves, we build up self-worth because we firstly recognize to ourselves that we are worth being treated the way we want to be treated. And secondly, by standing up to other people or standing up for ourselves, we become more of the person that we actually want to be, and we become more confident. And all those three aspects that I listed, self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth, are totally linked to each other. So by building up one, you also increase the others, or chances are you're going to increase the others. So that's kind of my tip for the end of this year. I really hope you could take away something from this. And this is also the last episode of 2022. I can't believe it. This year just flew by like crazy. I have already produced this podcast for almost 2 years. It's insane to me. But I really want to say thank you to everyone who has listened, who has subscribed, who has shared this podcast, who has commented or rated it. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me. And I really want to continue doing this because it's so much fun. And as I reflect back on where I started and how I started this podcast, I'm noticing that I've become a lot more serious than I was at the beginning. So at the beginning, I was really in a very playful state in my life. And it was easier for me to be like bantery and sarcastic and sweet but salty the way that I envisioned my podcast. And I kind of want to bring that back, to be honest. I want to be more playful. I want to be more entertaining. And I'm going to do my very best to do that in the forthcoming episodes and to just be real, be raw, be honest, and all those things. But also to have a lot of fun doing what I do in the hopes that it entertains you. And if you have any ideas or requests, you can always reach me on Instagram. My name is World of Vila on Instagram. And yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from you or reading from you. It's just wonderful that a podcast can bring people together and that it does that for so many of us. And if you like this episode, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also read my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot, as always. And I'm really, really looking forward to next year. I wish you a very happy, healthy new year. I really hope that you have your goals and wishes and dreams in mind and that you take them with you. As a colleague of mine said, only take with you the things you need because everything else is unnecessary. I really took that to heart. I'm actually only taking with me the things I really, really need and want in my life. So yeah, thank you so much for listening again. A happy new year, 2023, and I will catch you in the new year. Stay tuned. Bye.